Conversation by Julie Benetti and Susan Barbaro is a production of EI Publishing in association with EI Alliance, copyright 2018. Visit eipublishing.com for more. Music for this series is courtesy of New Threads, copyright 2018, from their self-titled album, available now.
Well, hello there. This is Susan Barbaro, and I am here with Julie Bonetti, and we just finished having some homemade cookies, chocolate chip cookies, and, well, I had water.
I had coffee.
Yeah, but you've been drinking mead. So we're doing this podcast because we're going to talk about something that we can all relate to, and that is the infamous words, I'm bored.
Or, I'm bored. Which actually sounds a lot better, but you know, on a Friday afternoon, you can't really say that.
Friday, it's 5:15. You can't be bored Friday at 5:15. So what do we all tend to do? Like I said, open the mead.
Drink, eat, talk.
And talk.
Look on social media.
Yep.
I mean, I learned some interesting things because I was bored a little while ago.
And so the importance about this is that usually when you're bored is when you kind of feel like, life kind of is down. There's nothing to do. I don't have anyone to see.
You might feel like you're down in the dumps.
Down in the dumps. And so what's one thing that you do? Are you breathing? Breathe, Julie, breathe.
I was just yawning because I'm bored.
So that would normally be the time when you open up your phone and you say, what's on Facebook? Or let's see, what's on Instagram? It's like everywhere you turn, everyone else is doing cool things. So what ends up happening? You feel like you're down in the dumps.
You're down in the dumps. You're like the only one out here who's totally bored because everybody's jet skiing and hang gliding and bungee jumping and enjoying dinner. Oh, look, there's Ellen. Everyone's out there doing something.
Oh, she's out playing with gorillas. I want to play with the gorillas.
I know. Everyone's having great conversations, making their plans for the weekend, and all you can think of is, I'm bored.
Yeah. What do you have for plans? Nothing.
And so, although we're kidding around a little bit here, there's a different vibration to being bored and being excited, obviously, about what you're going to do, what plans you might have, what you're thinking about doing. And sometimes when you slide into boredom, there's a lot of things that can help you along the way to get even more bored and keep you paralyzed.
Well, I think the other part of it, and the reason we're talking about it, is that it is exactly what you said. It's what you start telling yourself.
Mm-hmm.
It's what you start telling yourself. I'm bored. And you go, and like I said, it couldn't just be that maybe the energy has opened up a space for you to just do something for yourself.
Right.
And that's the worst thing for some people. Don't make me be by myself.
Right.
Because I'm going to make more chocolate chip cookies and I'm going to eat them all.
And another big verb you just used right there was the big do. Big D-O. Because when you're bored because you have nothing to do, or you think you have nothing to do. So you start thinking about what to do because you look at what other people are doing.
Right.
And then you compare your do to their do.
And then you get doo-doo.
Right, exactly. And that doesn't help you not be bored.
No. So anyway, so then what would you want to say? When we talk about everything we talk about relates to energy.
Right.
And sometimes it's, again, a situation where if you can get past that idea of what am I supposed to do, the energy can kind of, all of a sudden, you end up doing something you never expected to be doing.
Right.
Sometimes I'll do something and I'll be like, well, there's nothing. Well, I know here I'm using the word do. We have to find another word for do. But when I have nothing, that I have no plans and I don't have any expectation of something coming my way, then I go and I'll try to find something else. And I'll say, all right, let me read this book I wanted to read. I like doing puzzles, bake something. I'll try a new recipe. And then all of a sudden I get caught up in doing something else. And I end up enjoying it. And sometimes something comes from it that I never expected.
Right.
If you can never be in that space of allowing the energy to kind of come in and move things for you, you lose a lot.
Right. And I think when you say and when you release that kind of exasperation of a bored, you can fall deeper into it. And if you kind of deal with it and try to move into all the things that you could possibly be a part of, instead of looking at, you know, and regarding from a distance and observing what is occurring or isn't occurring, or how your expectations are being filled or not being filled, I think the participation part is huge, and you almost have to push yourself into that.
Hey folks, Julie and I do a whole lot of talking, but you know, a lot of that comes from self-reflection and really looking at our lives and things that didn't make sense. And we sat down and figured out the questions that were important to us and some of the philosophy behind it. And we put it together in a journal.
Ooh.
Check it out.
And who doesn't love a good journal? Get your favorite pen and just get writing.
The Kabbalion can get pretty intense, as you can tell with these podcasts, with the conversation between Susan and I. Sometimes reading and listening isn't the best way to absorb the energy. Believe it or not, testing yourself in a fun way with trivia helps you absorb the Kabbalion principles and propel. That's why Susan and I put together a fun ebook to help you do just that. Check it out on Amazon. Download Think You Know the Kabbalion today and have fun with the energy.
Hey, it's Julie here, and we have to do this interruption really quick because we only have a couple of seconds because we're interrupting some good content, wouldn't you say?
I'd say.
And what are we interrupting for? That was too long of a gasp. We're interrupting to say we have ebooks, books, and podcasts galore.
All right, I gotta share. Full disclosure here. You folks are missing the best part, because when I shut the recorder, Susan goes into the color commentary. You know, this is amazing. She's not just in the energy, but then she comes out and she's coaching it. How was that? That was good. Let's go for more.
I tend to be a quiet, introverted person.
And you know what? Oh, you always know you're getting our full selves in these podcasts and these books. Well, so what are you waiting for? Spotify? Amazon? Don't be listening to me. Go!
Choo-choo!
So The Kabbalion by Three Initiates is a really cool book. You can read it and read it again and keep on getting different information. And we have a whole podcast series all over the world. And yet there's always somewhere else to go with The Kabbalion.
And that's always the question that we have, is how do we approach it from a different angle?
And to learn more about something, we came up with a great answer. Which put together a book of trivia on The Kabbalion.
And that is one way that we pushed ourselves into looking at it from a different perspective.
Exactly. And so if you're listening to our podcast and you want to go further and you want to go deeper into more of the energy, you got to check this ebook out because it will propel you.
And it's only pennies.
But it's worth so much more because when you get in that space, if you can have something that can take you and send you somewhere else in the energy of what you're studying in a different way, it's priceless.
Touché. What do you think? Like sometimes I believe if your emotions don't get in the way, like, because then, you know, let's face it, you sit there and you think, I'm bored, I have nothing to do, I'm a loser, nobody likes me, I have no friends,
right.
No one wants, if you didn't go down that road,
right,
and you just said, okay, I have this space that's opened up for me,
right,
maybe that would, I mean, I think that's when it becomes more of a problem.
Right, because it could become really exciting, because then if you go into the energy of it, you go into possibility. And you can start to think about, what might I like to be experiencing right now?
So I think the biggest, I don't want to say problem, the biggest challenge is not going down that road of really bad-mouthing yourself.
Right.
And when you don't do that, even if sometimes if you can't say anything good, it's just don't say anything.
Right.
Just don't say anything and read a book. And like I said, just find something. If it's, again, everyone has things that they like to do.
Mm-hmm.
and you never seem to have time. And if it's simply reading a book about something that you want to do, or if it's watching even a TV show that just makes you laugh, that's not, you know, whatever. And I'm famous for watching. In fact, the other night I watched a movie, and I don't even know the name of it. That's one I saw not so long ago, probably a few months ago. And I'm like, oh, this is a great movie. I watched it again. I'm like, if anyone's sitting here watching, like, she watches the same things over and over.
Hey, you enjoyed it. Who cares?
So
the funny thing about being bored, too, is that, you know, you can have a million things to do and you can be bored. And so there's almost, that's the other extreme of it. I mean, I always have a book to read with me. I have, you know, postcards to write. I have things, projects I could work on. I'm always carrying something around. That's just my nature. I grew up doing that.
Yep,
I would always have a bag of stuff, you know, carrying around fun stuff to do. And then that's kind of sort of how I live. Yet that doesn't mean that I don't participate and be present where I am. And sometimes there's lulls. And the funny thing is, I also play with time. And I've told you before, and I don't make this a habit, but, you know, if you're sitting at a traffic light, I always kind of play this little game. You're sitting at a traffic light, and it's a really long light, and you're sitting there and waiting. I just take out a book. And the minute I take out a book, it changes. So it's kind of like, no, you're not supposed to be reading a book at a traffic light. Let's move along here, you know? So, I mean, I play with the energy a little bit in that sense. And sometimes you can play with time, and maybe it's your construction of how you're absorbing and observing time that you're feeling that sensation and that feeling of being bored.
Yeah, that's actually true. And yet, we do control time.
Right.
Yes, I'm going to say it again. We do control time.
Right. Time is man-made.
And so if you think about it, I mean, it's, and you know, it's the old, you know, saying that time flies when you're having fun. Yet the same time, if you have an hour of having fun or an hour of being bored, it doesn't change. It's just, it's your perception of it.
Right. And now they like to kind of pocket and partition everything into little phrases like, okay, you have attention deficit. If you're not paying attention and you're bored. And I remember in high school, I had a wonderful French teacher, and she had this little expression that she would do. And sometimes the class was boring because sometimes you can't have a great class all the time. And so when I was really bored, I would count the number of times she would say that expression. And so on the one hand, I guess it would be like looking at texts coming in or something that you're really not supposed to be doing. But, you know, they didn't have cell phones back then, not a long time ago, but
long enough.
Yeah, long enough. Exactly. And so that would entertain me. I mean, it could be a right brain, left brain thing. Who knows? But I didn't feel badly about it. I knew that would entertain me and it would help me participate and stay present. Another thing I used to do is I'm ambidextrous, so I write with both hands. So if I was taking notes with my right hand, and I still do that today, if I'm writing and I really want to write something and I'm exhausted and I feel like, oh, I'm bored and I don't want to continue doing this, I change the pen to my left hand and I start to write.
And see, when I get to that point, I will take a chocolate chip cookie and eat it. And then I'll say, this is good, but it really wasn't good for me. So then I'll have carrots and hummus. And then I'll say, okay, is it time to open up a bottle of wine?
Well, I'm Italian too, so I have the food thing as well. Yet, you know, I like to write with both hands too.
So there you go. You write and I eat. So anyways, on that note, what are you going to do for the rest of the night? It's 5:30. Almost 5:30
sure.
Now.
I'm going to see what occurs.
Jeez, you're good. I got another cookie here. It tastes good. And okay, what are you pointing at? Julie always does this to me.
Oh, it's 10 minutes. I'm just thinking.
Oh, okay, good.
It's a nice time.
It's a shorter one because you know when I'm kind of bored.
Right, because we don't want you to be bored listening to this.
That's exactly it.
We're hoping to what? Inspire, empower? How many other buzzwords we want to put in there? Are you bored with those yet? Yeah, me too. Oops.
Oh my God. Not enough wine, Jules.
Yeah, well.
Not enough wine. So enjoy your Friday night.
And your weekend.
In your weekend.
And remember, challenge the energy. When you have that bored feeling that seems to come or you want to express it.
Or listen to this podcast again.
Right.
And have fun, enjoy it.
Right.
Share it, laugh, and say, listen to these two goofballs.
Right. Go right into presence. And
don't go down in the dumps.
Right. Go down in the dumps. Be right there in the energy with us. We'll catch you next time.
This has been a production of EI Publishing in association with EI Alliance. Listen to other episodes and visit eipublishing.com to find more energized podcasts and books. Find New Threads' self-titled album, New Threads, on iTunes, Spotify, Bandcamp, or at newthreads.us. Thank you for listening.